Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us today is Andy Owens. Andy is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and the SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Glad to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on the radar at SC Biz News today.
We're starting to see some of the pre-pandemic issues emerge, and I'm specifically referring to workforce. If you recall, more than a year ago, one of the biggest issues facing South Carolina businesses, and we heard it over and over and over, is more than anything else, they needed talent. They needed workers. They need someone to do the jobs. Now, for some businesses, that issue never went away, but for others, as of last March, there were perhaps more workers than we had jobs to fill, and especially in hospitality, tourism, and the business services sector. But today's a new year, and BMW just announced a huge commitment to training and workforce development with a $20 million training center. And they broke ground on a 67,000 square foot center on their campus in Greer, and they're making a 5-year commitment to worker training. So they're not going to spend that kind of money unless they believe they're going to be training the workforce of the future. Now, I don't think, everyone doesn't have the resources of a BMW. We talked to several companies over the last few weeks that they're using more of an apprenticeship model with the help of Apprenticeship Carolina. Companies like surgical device manufacturer in the upstate called Athrex Incorporated, and even Santee Cooper, which is a little bigger. But when you think about it, this is a problem we want, man.
But what about on the commercial development side, commercial real estate, for example? We've been hearing so much about office space that's going to be heading into the tank soon because virtual workers are here to stay, apparently.
No, that's a really good question. And we think that they are here to stay in some form or fashion. But we talk to a lot of commercial developers and a lot of commercial real estate professionals and a lot of small businesses. And the word on the street is expand before demand hits. There is a feeling that there is so much pent-up demand for business and that there will be a change in office space, but you're going to probably get some kind of split hybrid model where people do want to get back in the office so that they can collaborate and communicate. And so it's changed things definitely, but the demise of office space might have been a bit premature, and that's some of the things that we're hearing. I just talked to my reporter a few minutes ago in Charleston, and she said that she talked to a florist who's trying to expand their commercial space right now because they said all those weddings that were put off are coming back, and then other events that would have been going on anyway are also going to be coming back this year as well. But you think about what happened to the corporate event sector. I mean, that pretty much evaporated. Even a medium-sized business event can cost thousands of dollars, and that activity just went away. We talked to Kenneth Hutchinson, and he's the owner of Marquee Limo in Charleston, and honestly, he went into debt for nearly $250,000 to stay in business during the pandemic. They offer transportation for airports and weddings and special events, and he said he's seen a recent upswing, but they lost 70% of their business last year. So I don't think we've come close to seeing the full impact of what the pandemic has done to business and industry in South Carolina, because a lot of companies are going to be calling their suppliers, and their suppliers are just not going to be there because they went out of business. So that's a story yet to be told.
And speaking of event planning, how's our business calendar looking? Do we have any in-person events yet that you can share with us?
Well, shockingly enough, I found one in-person event. It's actually a hybrid event. You can go in person or you can go virtually. The American Marketing Association of Charleston is holding a content marketing boot camp on March the 11th at, in person, the American College of the Building Arts. And SCRA, the South Carolina Research Authority, is holding a tax credits and incentives webinar for startups. And then the third thing is one of our events is the 21st Century Business Forum on March the 10th at noon. We're going to be hosting online the author of The Blue Ocean Shift, Renee Marbrunet. And we'll be hosting these events all year long.
Well, Andy, as always, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.